Transition Podcast. I am Marilyn from the Millard Public Schools Foundation.
And I'm Ashley with Millard Public Schools.
All right. Well, this episode, we take a deep dive into mentoring, and we talk specifically with Chris Morgan from the Millard School District. Exciting times for schools having mentors be back in the...
Yep. In March, we allowed volunteers and mentors back in the buildings, which I think just kind of renewed people's spirits a little bit too.
Yeah.
Kind of refresh people.
Yeah. It's with spring, right? Hope. Yes. All these things. Yes. We can have people back in the building, maybe little pieces of some normalcy coming back. So good for students, great for the mentors as well.
Great for their relationships. Yeah.
Yeah. So we hope you enjoy the episode. Chris, thanks for joining us today. So we're going to talk a little bit about mentoring. So first and foremost, obviously this year has been... anything but ordinary.
The name of the game in our podcast this year.
Right. I think we say that every time we start talking. Well, what's different this year? So talk to us about what mentoring looked like in the schools this year.
Yeah. So thanks for having me. I'd love to share, you know, all the mentoring opportunities that we have in Millard Public Schools and really focus on our teammates mentoring program. We have a variety of formal and informal mentoring opportunities. Some are very specific to like a certain age group or a school. The teammates mentoring program, however, is in all 35 of our school buildings and serves third grade and above. So I'll sort of focus on them mostly today.
Great.
That program did look quite a bit different this year, but we were really fortunate in that the teammates organization themselves were proactive in making sure that we could find a way to make mentoring work. So for those who don't know, mentoring is an in-person, teammates is an in-person, one-on-one mentoring program. So you could see how that would be a little difficult to do with what we experienced this school year. So they were very proactive. They created a safe and secure online portal system that used Zoom technology in order for our matches to meet. We made sure we had parent permissions for mentees to engage in that format. Mentors also had to give their permission. One thing we also made sure of was that all of those sessions were recorded. So if there were any questions or concerns, we developed some guidelines about what's appropriate and what's not, because we had students who were engaging in the mentoring meetings with their mentors from home.
Oh.
We had mentors who were doing it from home. Everyone sort of had a different situation.
Sure.
So some guidelines about where is it an appropriate place within your home to host those meetings. But we were able to kick that off pretty early in the school year. We officially launched that in November. So we had a good couple months under our belt doing the virtual mentoring. And then when we got to third quarter, the district felt like we had, you know, all of our safety procedures in line. We knew that we had a pretty good handle of how things were going in our school. So we did open the schools on a principal discretion basis, because every community around our schools is a little different, and every school themselves have a little different situation going on too. So third quarter, it was optional to do in-person mentoring, and we had quite a few mentors who really wanted to come back.
Sure.
They were really excited to have that opportunity to see their mentee face-to-face. And now here we are, fourth quarter, and all 35 of our buildings are open to in-person mentoring.
Oh, that feels good, doesn't
it? It feels so good.
It's like seeing a family member all over again, right? You've been just wanting to give them a hug, wanting to see them face-to-face. It's got to be
absolutely
the same for those guys.
Absolutely. So again, safety procedures are always there, and it is really up to, you know, the mentor to make sure they feel safe mentoring in that way. So
sure.
We are still offering in-person and virtual for the time being, and it sounds like teammates is going to keep that an option for a while.
Sure. Oh, that's great. I'm glad. I mean, you know, how important for those students to, or mentees to feel like they could still connect in some way. I think that's important, especially what we were all going through. The connection and relationships were so much more important, I feel like, this last year, as people were navigating this pandemic and how they feel and all that good stuff. So
yeah, so it's kind of interesting with, you know, that old saying, the where you're separated makes your heart grow fonder.
Oh,
how does that
go? Yeah.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Yeah. So we had quite a few mentoring groups that sort of said, like, I didn't realize how much I would miss my mentee. Or we had mentees that were coming into their building coordinator's offices weekly saying, when can I see my mentor? When can I see my mentor? And so it was nice to be reminded of how important those relationships are, because when we are meeting normally and regularly, they may almost be sort of taken for granted.
Sure.
So it was an opportunity to see again how both sides really appreciate those relationships and look forward to having them.
Yeah, oh, that's wonderful. So if I just want to talk a little bit about time commitment. So if I was interested, because I would imagine that that's always something that teammates is looking for, is to recruit new mentors, that what would you suggest, like, this is why you should get involved and this is the time commitment, and for people who might want to know, maybe they want to be involved.
For sure. So I've been in the mentoring world for about 13 years with different organizations, and I can tell you that I have never run across a mentoring organization that says, nope, we're full of mentors.
Right.
We're going to start turning people away.
Yeah.
Like, that has never happened as far as I know. So yeah, we are, even this late in the school year, we're still recruiting and training new mentors. We would love to have you if you're all interested. And the commitment is, we say it's 1 hour a week. But that's sort of a generalization, because a lot of our matches meet during a mentee's lunch period or during their GSP, their guided study period, study hall. And those aren't hour-long sessions. Mm-hmm. You know, lunch might be 35 minutes. Study hall might be 45. So an hour is even sort of the top end of the requirement. But really, we're looking at that once a week. Mm-hmm. And as much as that will work with the mentee schedule as possible. We do like to see a minimum of 24 meetings per school year, but of course, in the school year in which we're in, knowing that we didn't even have opportunities to meet until November, there's a lot of flexibility and grace on that right now. Mm-hmm. But when we get back to a normal school year, we do like to see a minimum of 24. But for sure, I mean, as once a week is really our target for about an hour.
Sure. So why would you say a mentoring is important for young people? I know, and I think, you know, we can talk about, not only does the mentor and the they both get something out of this relationship. So, but why do we, you know, are there studies, are there things that we find that having a mentor provides for young people?
Absolutely. It's a pretty well-researched field, the mentoring world. And what we find is that 1 in 3 youth report that they never have a mentor. That person, you know, that's outside of their family, that's a positive, caring adult that takes an interest in them. 1 out of 3 say they don't have that.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is, yeah. And so what we find, though, is those youth who do have a mentoring relationship, they set higher educational goals, they're more likely to attend college, and they're more likely to engage in productive activities. So one thing we actually ask our mentees annually is, in a survey, is, you know, what would you like to share about teammates? And so I have a quote, if you want to hear a quote. It's anonymous, so I don't know who said it, but I thought it was so great. A mentee said, I think it would be good for anyone who is having hard times, because for me, my mentor was someone I could depend on to be there for me and listen when I needed to talk or whenever I wasn't feeling my best. Being with her cheered me up and made me happy. I think meeting with her every week was what I always looked forward to most about school and anything in general.
That's powerful.
It sure is.
You know, and you're, so let's talk about that. Like, these are not huge time commitments we're asking, and to have that type of profound impact on somebody is pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. So obviously mentoring relationships are based upon the relationship building piece, and that's what we're really going for. So being able to see a variety of mentoring programs that, you know, come in all shapes and sizes, I've seen quite a few positive outcomes from mentoring relationships in the past. And what you're getting out of that relationship can look a little different depending upon the program. So even in Millard, we have some programs that are attendance-based. We have fatherhood engagement programs. We have peer-to-peer mentoring programs and even internship readiness mentoring programs. So some of those have very specific outcomes that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
With teammates, we're really just looking for that relationship, you know, development. So I have a story if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I have a book of stories.
Yeah,
but
oh, we could probably do that all day long.
One that really touched me was there was a sixth grader who had a lot of responsibility at home, which is not uncommon. We know that a lot of the mentees that we serve have these big responsibilities at home, either with working at a young age or even help caring for children. And so this specific mentee had a lot of kids at home. She was the oldest. And I just noticed that she spent a lot of her energy taking care of others. Most of what she talked about or said that she was experiencing didn't really revolve around her and her interests. Everything was focused on others. So she never really expressed interest in doing anything for herself and sort of lacked that future thinking. Well, her mentor really knew her strengths and encouraged her to try out for this leadership role in which she'd be representing her school at a multi-school like public event where she'd have to do some public speaking. And through the encouragement of her mentor, she was selected by her classmates and her school administration to represent the school. And that moment was just pivotal in changing her vision for the future. So it wasn't something that was like instantaneous, but for once, you know, she saw her own potential and really went through some amazing self-discovery following that moment and in the coming years. And her mentor was there all along the way to help her grow in ways that we didn't know if she was going to grow before.
Right.
And so her mentor's encouragement is what had her take that step forward.
Sure.
And she kind of found a whole new path. That right. she didn't know existed.
That is really awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so powerful that it, you know, now she's got a whole different, you know, outlook or way to move forward. And when you're busy caring for others, as lots of people do and know, you sometimes don't take time for yourself. So that's really powerful to know that meant the mentor is what helped her kind of boost.
And so how so much of her own like self-worth or self-identity was wrapped up in serving others that mm-hmm. gave her an opportunity to just really see what she had inside herself. And that self-discovery piece was so cool.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was that relationship with her mentor that made it happen.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So what does it take like to become a mentor if you wanted to? And I know we're speaking specifically about teammates. So let's, you know, kind of talk a little bit about, you know, I want to sign up or, you know, what is the time commitment we've kind of already talked about, but I'm assuming there's some sort of training and that kind of thing.
There sure is. So we've been talking about the 1 hour a week. And with that same survey that we gave to mentees, mentors also still fill out surveys. And I thought this response was a little impactful and brought everything together for us. So what this mentor says is 1 hour every week doesn't sound like much time, but that little bit of time is making such an impact on myself and my mentee. I've been stopped in the hallway at school by another teacher, and she told me that this is the best thing that could have happened to the mentee. Mm-hmm. This made me realize that the little bit of time that I get to spend with them is completely worth it. So what we're really looking for is that 1 hour a week, but also an open mind, a desire to positively impact the life of youth in our community. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, there's, you know, a completion of an application, a background check, and a 2 hour session led by me. And those are all the starting steps to get you into a situation in which we can match you with one of the 81 students that we currently have on a waiting list.
Oh,
so when we talk about the need,
yeah,
we would love, I mean, there's every student in the Millard Public Schools district could benefit from having that positive role model in their life. But knowing that we're really looking for the students who could benefit the most, mm-hmm. we currently have 81 who are waiting, and they're all ages. So if you're somebody who thinks you'd like to work with a younger student in the elementary level, do, you know, more of the coloring, more of the activities, absolutely. We have elementary students waiting for mentors. Middle school, high school, if you like one of those little higher level relationships with some deeper conversations when you can start talking about careers and college and really do some planning. We have lots of middle school and high school students who are also looking for mentors as well.
Wow. Now, so let's just say you match with, I'm going to say a fifth grader. Then do you follow them through their education path or do you say like, I would assume that's important to the relationship.
It is. It is. There's a lot of research out there that shows whether or not longevity of the relationship really matters or if it's the quality of the relationship that matters. And it really is the quality But what we would like to see is that those relationships last as long as they can. Mm-hmm. So most commonly, our mentors do follow their mentees through their educational path from elementary to middle school to high school and graduation. And then Teammates does also offer a Teammates Plus program where they can continue to mentor their mentee should they choose to go to post-secondary opportunities like college.
Oh, wow.
So we, being, you know, a Millard school district, yeah, really talk about through high school graduation, but there's even opportunities to go beyond. But really, wherever we can start you in that relationship, we match students all the way, all year long. So we do have, you know, juniors and seniors who don't have much time left in our traditional program here, but they need that guidance to get them through those last couple years. So we'll continue to match up through those upper level grades. But we would love, yeah, to see a long-lasting relationship if we can,
yeah,
by going all the way through.
Yeah. Now, when you say match, so I immediately go to, like, you know, I don't know, match.com. Like, do you is it like by interest?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing, or am I just kind of coming up with this on my own? But I was like, oh, because I would.
Yeah, how do you match?
That's a great question. So while we have students on the waiting list and we have mentors who are trained and go through training and that are available, we don't necessarily just pluck a kid from the list and put it with a mentor, because we do know that through building relationships, the best way to do that is through shared interests. Mm-hmm. So when we do training, we have our mentors do a bit of an interest inventory, kind of telling us about themselves, what kind of activities they like, things that they're interested in. Also, anything from their past that might be relevant in helping us, you know, match with a mentee. And then each school has their own building coordinator, who are really the folks there at the ground level at the building who are managing the program in each building. And they know the students very well. They know those mentees. And so when we have a mentor available, most commonly we're looking for a location that's convenient, unless the mentor has a specific school in mind. Because we do want mentoring to be as convenient as possible. Mm-hmm. So we'll reach out to the schools that are, you know, most convenient for the mentor and say, here's what we know about the mentor. Here's what we think would be a good match. Do you have a student that sort of matches these interests? Mm-hmm. And that's how we create a good match, and that's how we get things going.
That's interesting. Yeah. Do you have any other things that you'd like to share with us, or you know, tidbits or ways? Okay, so is there a number? Let's just do that. Like, so we got a podcast, we got people listening.
Yeah.
How do we call? Who do we call? Do we sign up? Do we log in?
Yeah, that's a great question too. Of course, you can reach out to me through Millard Public Schools, but actually the best way is to go to the Teammates website, which is teammates.org. They have a tab for mentoring. Mm-hmm. And then because they have different mentoring options, you'd want to select the 3rd through 12th grade, which tells them that you're looking for a standard school mentoring relationship. And during your process of applying, you can select our Millard chapter. Okay. And that way they know exactly where this mentor is looking to match, and that way it'll get filtered straight into me.
Okay. And so then you do are you the matchmaker?
So we work as a team to do the matchmaker. Okay. Yeah,
but you're
so
probably one of the pieces, you get the application and the...
Yeah, so Teammates organization as a whole, they'll process the application. They do check your references that you list. There's a background check process that has to take place. And once all those pieces are completed, then that's when it's handed over to the individual chapter and when I would be introduced. We'd set up the training opportunities. Millard is very safety-based, so there is actually one additional background check that has to happen after training. And once we get all those pieces in place, then that's when I reach out to those building coordinators and we start that match process. So very intentional. It sounds lengthy, but really if we're on top of signing the things that need to be signed and clicking submit on the things that need to be clicked submit, we can go from application to matching pretty quickly. So even though we're winding up the school year, we're still matching. We still have training opportunities happening now. So we could really get some folks into matches before the school year even ends.
Mm-hmm. And so then do they take a break over the summer? So is it through the school year and then they pick back up when school starts again in August?
Yep, traditionally that's how the program has ran. With the introduction of virtual mentoring, we're not sure where that's going to go, but there are no plans right now to continue over the summer. But maybe years in the future, we could look at something like that.
I mean, we've talked about several times on the podcast too that now the pandemic has opened us up to new things. Like we can do business in a different way. You know, people can work from home that traditionally never could. So I would venture to say it could be the same thing. Maybe that would be maybe that's an option. Maybe it's not, but it's just different. We've learned different things and now have different ways to do things. So,
yeah. And I hear a lot, about how that break over the summer is kind of hard for people because they're so used, they have this consistency, they're so used to seeing their mentee. Mm-hmm. But just like we sort of talked about before, when we didn't have an option to mentor due to COVID, when we come back in the fall, it's like a re-energizing of the relationship. It's like, it's almost like it's a little bit new again and exciting again, having a little bit of that break. So.
Yeah, that's why they say you should leave your, you know, like when my husband travels or whatever, oh, you're so happy to see him come back, right? You know, it is. Absence, I think, makes the heart grow fonder, or distance, absolutely, whatever. Yeah. So there is something to that. Well, Chris, you've been a wealth of information. And it's been wonderful to have you. And, you know, you always, you know, if you need anything from us, let us know. But this has just been a great piece of information. And I hope people will take this to consideration, because I know, truthfully, it's been something I've always thought about, but I didn't know a lot about. And you just have to take the next step. For me, that's always hard in everything I do in my life, the gym, the anything. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, you know, but it's been great to kind of know that the time commitment is not scary, you know, and I think that when we look at some of the stories and quotes you've shared, that it does make such a huge positive impact and is important to both sides of the relationship. So,
yeah. And on that note, there are some opportunities to engage in these mentoring relationships outside of the standard at school once a week face to face. Teammates is really great about setting up opportunities. In the past, we've been able to go to the zoo. We've had a corporate sponsorship where they essentially did like bring your mentee to work day. And so if you were a mentor from that organization, you got to bring your mentee and they did some activities. There have been opportunities actually where they've attended like a Husker game or a UNO sporting event game. So if we can do some of those big exciting events again, it does go beyond just the building of the school building, and into some bigger type events. So lots of fun happening as well as making differences in youth lives. But just, it's a great organization and a great opportunity to really get involved if that's something that you feel passionate about.
All right. Well, that was very interesting. I think it's good for people to realize that relationship is super important, and the time commitment.
For both parties involved. Yeah.
And really the time commitment doesn't seem overwhelming.
I think that's always my biggest fear in getting involved in that. What if I have to duck out for a couple of weeks and this kid and just gonna leave them hanging, and or the process of even applying sounds daunting at times, but she made it sound pretty dang easy.
Yeah. So I think if you've been thinking about it, anyone, now is the time.
And we have plenty of kids that need mentors.
Yeah. I think 81. Yeah. So yeah, recruit your friends if you're interested and you have been meaning to do it. And, this is the time to get involved. So one last thing, do us a favor. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe, review, and share the podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll chat soon.